The German Grand Prix has been cut from the Formula One motor racing calendar this year, leaving 19 races on the schedule. Danny Cox has been looking into the story for us. So why, Danny?
Jackie, the German Grand Prix alternates each year. One year it's the Nürburgring, the next year it's Hockenheim. Well, the Nürburgring had been due to host the race this year, but the circuit changed ownership and the new owners didn't like the high fees Formula One charged them to host the event. So the sport went back to Hockenheim and offered them the race. Hockenheim said they weren't willing to host it 3 years in a row unless they received extra assistance. So today, with no agreement for that race on July 19th this year, the sport's governing body, the FIA, announced that the race had been withdrawn.
OK, now the last time there wasn't a German Grand Prix was back in 1960, I think. This is quite a big deal, isn't it?
A very big deal. The German Grand Prix has been one of the sport's historic races. Germany is home to recent greats like seven-time world champion Michael Schumacher, four-time world champion Sebastian Vettel, now with Ferrari. And last year, the race at Hockenheim was won by fellow German Nico Rosberg. And Germany, of course, is home to current world champions Mercedes. But despite this, there were poor attendances last year and substantial losses when only 52,000 people turned up on race day. Compare that with 122,000 for the British Grand Prix, and you can see why it was in trouble.
So is Germany going to be back on the calendar next year?
Well, a lot has to change. The Nürburgring and Hockenheim alternate because they find it too expensive. The fans find it expensive. A Category 1 weekend pass last year cost $557. There are new races too. This year, the sport returns to Mexico. Next year, Azerbaijan comes into the calendar. Qatar is pushing hard for a race. South Africa is interested. And there's talk of a second Grand Prix in the United States.
So lots of new venues potentially coming in. Formula One isn't in trouble then, is it?
Well, Formula One currently has annual revenues of $1.5 billion and rising. But in some areas, TV viewership has been dropping and there are calls for a change at the top, with many thinking Bernie Eccleston should make way for a new head. But with drivers like Hamilton, Alonso and Vettel and teams like Mercedes, Ferrari and Williams, I know many still get as excited as I do when that checkered flag drops.
Danny, thank you. That was Danny Cox.